This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
It's Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio. He's Drew Carter. I'm Matt Jones. I grew up in mountain churches, Drew, and Stephen A. could preach at any mountain church tomorrow. He could. Like, he's got the cadence down. He could do it if he wanted to. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure he's doing fine with what he's doing, but if he ever needs to, he could be a mountain preacher anytime.
And Stephen A., we were talking about this earlier. Stephen A., an incredible writer, too.
Great writer.
It's not just the oration that's off the charts. It's the writing as well.
See, for a lot of people listening, I think you think of Stephen A. as the guy on First Take with, like, the strong takes to get everybody worked up. First of all, Stephen A. was a great radio host. I mean, he's hosted radio, but, like, when he did it daily for multiple hours, he was a great radio host. And, as you said, an amazing writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Is that the newspaper there?
I think so, yeah.
He was, like, Stephen A. is one of the most talented guys. And I've never even met him, so I'm not, like, kissing his butt. I've never even met the guy. But I'm just telling you, like, he's not just the guy going, I'm galvanizing and proselytizing. I'm saying, like, he is a huge talent, Drew.
Well, this is great because we started the show playing a soundbite of Chris Canty basically hating on Bart Scott. It was worldwide leader against worldwide leader. So we're just trying to make up for that.
Yes.
With uber positivity, just saying really nice things about other
people. Well, if there's one thing Stephen A. Smith needs, it's the validation from Matt Jones of Kentucky. That's really what he's been looking for.
I'm sure he's listening right now. Hello, Stephen A.
He is. Now, we talked a little bit earlier. We were talking about the draft and the quarterbacks and Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. We took some calls. I think, Drew, it made you a little uncomfortable the way I interact with the callers. Is that true?
No, I just want to observe. I feel like I'm a listener when it's Matt Jones v. insert caller here.
Yeah, 888-SAY-ESPN. I mean, you and I have never worked together. I like having callers. I just tend to be aggressive with them, but it's all in good fun. I like these people. They mean well. Even the South Carolina fan, he meant well. He just made a terrible point. But Justin is in Virginia, and he wants to chime in. And if you do, 888-SAY-ESPN. Justin, where in Virginia are you?
Hey, man, I'm from New Orleans originally, just moved up here. I am in Arlington, Virginia.
I used to live in Arlington, right off the courthouse exit on the metro right there. Which metro exit are you at?
I'm on the, I think it's a blue line.
Yep, blue line. This man, all right, I already am ready for what he has to say. Go ahead, Justin, from the blue line in Arlington.
All right, man. I got two numbers for you. Will Levis, and look, I'm an Anthony Richardson hater. So in that Florida-Kentucky game, Will Levis, QBR of 33. Anthony Richardson, QBR of 2.6. Can we stop acting like either one of them are good?
Well, first of all, what was the final score? I didn't realize Anthony or Will Levis's was a 33. But 33, am I right? That's a lot more than 2.6, isn't it, Justin?
Hey, look.
I'm just asking you.
I'm a huge Gator hater.
I'm just asking you. I think it's it's like probably 16 times greater.
No, you're right. You're right. Look, Anthony Richardson to me has no business being a first or second round quarterback. I'm with you. I take him in the third. But look, man, you can't blame it on just straight talent like Mark Stoops hasn't started bringing some talent in there. I mean,
he does have more.
I'd take Levis in the first round, but it would be towards the end of the first round.
I think that's fair. Justin, I appreciate the call. That's a fair, I think, critique, Drew. If you don't love him, you'd say, well, maybe he's a first round quarterback, but not five. I think that's a fair critique.
Yeah, and I think Justin makes a good point about the talent. We were talking about the receivers at Ohio State. No one's saying Kentucky has Ohio State or Alabama level receivers. Wandale Robinson was at Kentucky.
He was good.
Wasn't he? He's an NFL player.
And I would say to you, if your team, if you're the Colts or you're the Titans or the Seahawks or the Raiders, and you're considering drafting Will Levis, go look at what he did when he had Wandale Robinson. To me, that's the real guy, not the guy that was last year. Now, 888-SAY-ESPN if you want to get in. The Lakers, with their win last night, let's get back to them. They don't get talked about enough. They're going to face the Grizzlies. And, you know, Drew's sad because he is a Timberwolves fan. But, and so we spent a lot of time talking about the Timberwolves. What about the Lakers? I mean, there's this guy named LeBron Anthony Davis. A lot of folks don't know about him. But they have a secondary cast. Schroeder made the big shot last night. Are you feeling like the Lakers – can do anything against Memphis, or is this just, you know, it was a nice night, but it's going to be adios?
I am pretty low on the Lakers, MJ, pretty low. There was a point toward the end of last night's game where LeBron was hunched over like Atlas, like he was trying to carry the sky for the entire night, which he basically did. He was great. LeBron was great. And he did a LeBron thing at the end. He made the right pass to a teammate he trusted.
He also had like three turnovers in the last 2 minutes.
He did.
Nobody talks about. But.
He did. But LeBron was good for almost that entire game.
Yes,
but
he was. Hit
LeBron,
a big three.
LeBron in year 20, like, let's just be honest, this is not a knock on him. This is just a reality of life. I mean, he's been an NBA player for 20 years. And as much as we admire what he's done this season, it's also a reality that it's going to be hard for him to carry this team through four rounds of the playoffs. I think they have a really good chance to beat Memphis. Grizzlies have injuries, especially in the front line. Lakers have lots of size. Your boy Anthony Davis is healthy. Didn't play great last night, but he's healthy. Finally, like the Lakers can be good against Memphis, but not much farther than that.
Anthony Davis, by the way, has been great in the last month and a half. I mean, he's really been, in a lot of ways, the MVP of the team in their resurgence. They won, what, like 13 or last 15 or something like that? And I think that's Anthony Davis. LeBron, this Lakers team is a little bit like LeBron's hair. It appears and disappears, right? Like, it comes and it goes. But when it's all there, it looks great. And when the Lakers are playing well, I'll take them. I am taking them against Memphis. Memphis is not fully healthy. If you have one game scenario, are you taking Memphis or the Lakers in a game seven? I'm taking the Lakers because they'll have the two best players on the floor.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll take LA. Look, Memphis, and I'm sure someone is listening in Memphis right now.
I love the Grizzlies.
Up in arms.
But they're not healthy.
Exactly. They're fun to watch, and they've kind of been in turmoil ever since Ja, all that stuff happened in February. I'm with you. I like the Lakers to beat the Grizzlies in round one. But beyond that, I don't know if they have the juice. Like, D'Angelo Russell, he was horrible last night.
And he was.
You're looking on paper. He might be their third best player. I mean, Schroeder was good. But, the fact that Dennis Schroeder is playing over D'Angelo Russell is insane.
Sign.
I mean, nobody wanted Dennis Schroeder as recently as a year ago. And I was going to say this earlier on in the show, but my one piece of solace from last night's game as a Wolves fan is at least we don't have D'Angelo Russell anymore. We did trade. We traded Wiggins to get him.
Yeah.
But at least we don't have him anymore.
I like the Schroeder, that you pronounce it Schroeder, because it looks like Schroeder, but I like that you say Schroeder. And I've always liked he's got that – he always looks like a happy guy. And I don't know what that thing he did when he made the three is, but I'm going to start doing
that. Oh, you sound so old, MJ. You sound
Why?
So
what
old.
Is that?
Ice in the veins.
Oh, okay.
Guys have been doing that for like 5 years. I actually think, ironically enough, it started when D'Angelo Russell was doing it. I think he was the first one to do it.
Well,
he was watching on the bench as his replacement.
Ice in the veins. I'm so old that I just learned it. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in to Play in Action tonight. The Raptors host the Bulls, followed by the Pelicans at the Thunder. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. I ask people to call in. You know what they did, Drew? They called in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think these people are going to make good points or not?
I do. I think everybody here has a salient, cogent point that is going to make you, Matt Jones, change your mind.
All right. Well, let's try a few of them and see. I'm not as confident as you, but there's some states here I like. David is in Georgia. Where in Georgia are you, David?
All right, guys. Good talk to you. I'm in Columbus, Georgia.
Yes, the Chattahoochee. David, love that.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I love your voice. You have a Georgia voice, and I like that. That's like, it's like part of Georgia, part of South Carolina. You don't hear it anywhere else, but what's your point?
All right, just a little quick background here. I'm 67 years old. I moved to Georgia when I was 20, but
all right.
I was born and raised in Big Blue Country.
Oh, listen to this. It's a good man. I could feel it when he called.
God, it's KSR
yes,
again.
Born and raised in Big Blue. Now, the high school I went to years ago, we didn't know what football was.
Okay, so, I understand, but let's not get into your high school. What's your point?
All right, okay. All right, let me get to my point here. There is a fella that is not getting talked about that I think needs to get some respect now.
Okay.
He's gone 29-1.
That's true. He has. Stetson Bennett. All right, I appreciate it. David, I loved your voice. I loved your voice, but when you started going off about your high school, I have to stop you. But, David, Stetson Bennett, Drew, I do wonder why no one, like, talks about him at all. Wouldn't he be worth, like, a third-round flyer on or something like that?
Matt, you didn't know what the ice in the vein celebration was, and I think even you are younger than Stetson Bennett. Even you are younger. By the way, and I love David's voice as well. He reminds me of that scene in The Office where they're doing the murder mystery and Andy Bernard is correcting someone's Savannah accent.
That.
It's like molasses just spilling out of your mouth.
If I could, you know, again, I have a mountain voice. If I could change my voice, the only thing I would switch to is that, because it's very soft and it feels like you just want to be a part of their lives. That little Georgia, Savannah, like that little accent, I would take over any other one in America.
It melts over you. It's very pleasant to listen to. But before we totally dismiss David's point, I would take a flyer on Stetson Bennett.
I would, too.
It's fun to hate on Stetson Bennett because he's so old, former walk-on, whatever. He runs like a 4.6 40.
Yes.
He was running away from SEC defensive backs this year. He throws a nice ball. I know they have a lot of talent around him.
Stetson Bennett would be a perfect backup quarterback for your team from now on. Like, I don't know that he's an NFL great starter, but I would want Stetson Bennett on my roster because I feel like if you hand the team to Stetson Bennett, he won't screw it up. Would you agree with that?
I'm with you, 100%.
All right, let's go to Tristan in Maine. I don't spend a lot of time in Maine, so where in Maine are you, Tristan?
I'm up in Rangeley, Maine, actually. And I just wanted to say, you guys are talking about being old. I'm old, Matt. I remember picking you on Madden. You was one of my favorite players on Madden.
Thank you very much.
I just want to say this real quick. It took me like 40 minutes to get you guys' phone number. But I just want to talk about a couple good NFL quarterbacks that had horrible college careers. I'm old. Let's talk about Phil Sims and Brad Johnson.
Yes, Tristan. Yes.
Division,
Phil Sims,
Morehead State.
2-6-1 as a senior.
All right, so here's the thing.
Right.
I've been amazed, and Tristan, I appreciate the call. I've been amazed at how many people have written me about Phil Sims. Is there like a Jeopardy question that says name the worst college quarterback to be a good pro? Because everyone says Phil Sims. Morehead State is an hour and a half from where I am in Morehead, Kentucky. He was 2-6-1 at Morehead State, drafted 7th. So here's the thing. If you want Anthony Richardson, you have to hope that he is Phil Sims. That's what you have to hope. Because Phil Sims, to me, is the only good answer of stunk in college, good in the pros.
How about Kurt Warner, who was 3rd on the depth chart at Northern Iowa until his senior year?
But you keep skipping over his senior year, where he was very prestigious Heartland Player of the Year.
Gateway Conference Player of the Year. How dare you, sir? How about Mark Brunell at Washington, who was not very good? We had a call earlier in the show who said, Tom Brady, ever heard of
him? I like Phil Sims because Phil Sims, I would be fascinated at someone, maybe Kuiper was around then, who could tell us how a 2-6-1 Morehead State quarterback went 7th in the draft.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fascinating to know how that happened?
With a touchdown interception ratio of like 32-60 when he was in college. He must have had blackmail on somebody.
Can you imagine the headlines on the New York Post or New York Daily News when they picked a 2-6-1 Morehead State quarterback with the Giants? They had to be like, what? So maybe he'll be Phil Sims. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Jeff, where in Pennsylvania are you?
I am from a small town called Huntington, which is about 45 minutes south of State College, home of the Nittany Lions.
All right, what is it, real quick before I get your point, who is the most famous person ever from Huntington, Pennsylvania?
Well, if you really want to think about it,
I do.
I can't think of his first name, but his last name was Purdue, who started Purdue University.
Oh, look at that.
A little town in the
How about that, Drew?
Pennsylvania.
The person who started Purdue was, he can't remember his first name, but his last name was Purdue. And
who cares about the first name? It's all about the last
name. It's all about the, all right. So what's your point, sir?
Everybody has forgotten that Will Levis was a backup to Sean Clifford at Penn State and should have been the starter. If he would have been the starter, we would have been talking about Will Levis a lot longer than we would have been the 2 years that he was at Kentucky.
Yes. Preach it. See, there you go. I appreciate the call. There's a Penn State fan.
There are a lot of folks. By the way, John Purdue started Purdue University from Huntington County, Pennsylvania. I think there are a lot of people listening in Auburn on the plains saying the same thing about Malik Willis. When he went to Liberty, he exploded. He became an NFL draft pick, not as high as we thought he would be. But there are a lot of examples of that happening. To me, Matt, that's the beauty of the transfer portal. If you're really good and you're not playing where you are, you should be able to go start somewhere else. So that's what Will Levis did. He's going to be a first-round pick now.
And I think it's better, honestly, for quarterbacks than maybe any other position in any other sport. Because when you're at a school, one quarterback's playing, right? Like, it's not like everything else. So if you're Will Levis, for instance, and you're not playing, you get to go to Kentucky and you can play. Jalen Hurts, same thing when he went to Oklahoma. I think you will see over the years, as this draft continues, more and more guys that have what happened with Will Levis. They go somewhere else, maybe it's a school that's not as powerful, and they show their true potential because you can only play one guy in most of these colleges. 888-SAY-ESPN. We are having a lot of fun. Those callers were good. They weren't like the guy in South Carolina. They actually were able to, well, I mean, I don't remember his name, but he was bad at what he was doing. But they were good. And if you would like to try, 888-SAY-ESPN. Plus, we're going to say, is Zion Williamson more Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons? All that, though, as after Drew talks to you about FanDuel.
Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. They're back, just like baseball season. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. The Tampa Bay Rays are the number one team in the big leagues. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook in America. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com/play to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
It's Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio. Matt Jones, Drew Carter. Drew, how old are you?
25, about to be 26.
Are you serious? You're 25?
Yes. This comes up every time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so for people who don't know, I'm looking at Drew on his Zoom. He's like sitting next to a Ted Lasso sign or something. And I'm looking at him, and I didn't realize you were that young because you're very mature. Oh. And so you're 25 years old. So were you even alive when the West Wing was on?
Yes. Not not old enough to watch it at that time, of course, but I have gone back and watched it on Netflix.
Well, there
phenomenal show.
It's a great show. So the president on there was like Josiah Bartlett.
Yes.
And they would say when he was struggling, they had to let Bartlett be Bartlett. Well, Zion must have been a big West Wing fan on Netflix because he said he is not going to come back until Zion can be Zion. I like when people refer to themselves in the third person. And so he says he's not ready for Zion to be Zion. So he's not going to play tonight against the Thunder in the play-in game. And reports are even if they made the playoffs, he might not even play through the first round. We talked about how you sort of wonder if it's ever going to happen, if the myth of Zion's going to happen. But what about tonight? Can the Pelicans go and beat the Thunder, led by former Cat Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Oh, God, here we go.
Can they get the beat the Thunder and make it to get to play Minnesota on Friday night?
Well, as we were discussing during the break, I sometimes host SportsCenter Australia. So I'm going to say the Thunder are led by the pride of Australia, Josh Giddey.
Yes.
So, led by Josh Giddey, I think OKC should be favored in this game. They've been maybe the most pleasant surprise of the NBA season to me.
No doubt.
Right? I mean, they came in as not only participants, but maybe the leaders in the Wembanyama sweepstakes. We all thought. It seemed like they didn't want to win. Sam Presti has a treasure trove of draft picks. I feel like the Thunder, we expected to be one of the worst teams in the league, and here they are in the play-in game because
imagine
they're fun.
Imagine if Chet Holmgren had been healthy. Like, you had that piece.
Exactly.
Well.
They're fun. They play together. They defend. They try. How about
they
that?
Try.
They try, yes. And they play. And they're not managing loads. They're actually playing in NBA games. So I think the Thunder, for as much as I've loved their story this year, should be favorites in this game, but only slightly because the Pelicans have kind of figured it out down the stretch here. Sort of like the Lakers, right? The Lakers were, you know, up and down, sub 500 majority of the season, won 10 of their last 12 or whatever, and 7 of the last 8 with LeBron. The Pelicans, it seems like it took them a couple months, but they figured out how to play without Zion. And if Zion were to come back at some point in the playoffs, spoiler alert, he won't, no matter how far they make it. I don't think anyone expects him to come back. But even if he were to come back, I feel like he'd kind of interrupt the flow that they've got. Brandon Ingram has refound himself as a guy who people were really high on coming into the season. I think the Pelicans, they've also got an Australian guy in Dyson Daniels. The Pelicans seem to have found a nice little groove here.
How in the world did you end up on SportsCenter Australia? like, how does one get that gig? Have you ever even been to Australia?
No, I've still never been to Australia.
No,
but I'm learning the lingo. I'm learning the lingo.
So you're telling me every day if I live in Australia, let's say I'm in Sydney, Melbourne, or Perth on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say
in
I'm
WA.
There and I turn on ESPN and I'm like, let me get a little SportsCenter Australia. And I see you and you've never even been there and yet you're delivering me the news.
That's right. I mean, I guess it would kind of be like someone from Kentucky delivering the news to the national audience.
It would actually be like if someone from Australia was on television in Kentucky.
Sure, it was on KSR.
I actually think that would be very, very entertaining. Well,
I'm picking up the Australian lingo. Do you want to learn some Australian lingo?
Sure, why not?
Instead of saying they've won like 4 games in a row, you say they've won 4 games on the trot. That's an Australian thing.
On the trot. Okay.
4 games on the trot. You never want to say you're rooting for someone in Australia because rooting has a different connotation, and you can probably put the pieces together.
Okay.
The word root has a different meaning in Australia than it does here.
Subtlety's fine.
Yeah. And let's see. I've learned about popular Australian soap operas to try to describe the Lamar Jackson situation. I'm doing everything I can to blend in down under.
Good for you. I've learned so much today. I can't wait to tonight turn on SportsCenter Australia with Luke Longley and Drew Carter this evening. Now, the Thunder Pelicans is tonight on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Is Luke Longley even Australian? He may not be. Following the Bulls and Raptors at 6:30. Marcus Smart. Yes, you've heard of him. He plays for the Celtics. He is going to join us. That's exactly right. Marcus Smart with me and the king of Australia, Drew Carter, here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
What is this song? I feel like you would know.
This is Fetty Wap. Oh. 679, baby. I hope I can say that on the radio. I don't even really know what that means, to be completely
Fetty
honest.
Fetty Wap.
679, yeah.
He's good. I like him. He's a wonderful person. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Drew Carter and Matt Jones. You're a big Fetty Wap fan.
Love Fetty Wap. My favorite song is RGF Island. Again, I hope I can say that on the air. Don't really know what it means. But there's a lyric in there where Fetty Wap says one thing. I think he says, I got this sewed up. Everyone thinks he says something else. I'm going to stop talking about Fetty Wap's lyrics right now because this is a family-friendly program. And again, I don't know what like 75% of them mean, so I don't know if they're obscene.
Well, I have heard through the grapevine that Fetty Wap is a big fan of the Atlanta Hawks. And the reason is because he really likes Trae Young. And Trae Young got the victory last night at Miami, and they will play the Boston Celtics. Hopefully we will be talking soon to Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics. Do you give the Hawks any chance of giving the Celtics problems in round one?
Do we have Marcus on yet? Okay, we don't have Marcus on.
Is Marcus on?
Yeah.
If so, they have no chance.
If they have no chance if Marcus is here, but if he's not, then yeah, sure, I'll give the Hawks a chance. You're going to want to stay tuned to ESPN Radio for updates on the series throughout. You know, the Hawks, we talked about this earlier, Matt. They made the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago. I feel like it was a little fluky. But the team is still mostly the same. And the Hawks with Trae Young, if only the Celtics had a defensive player of the year from last year who plays the point guard position to try to shut him down.
Well, they do, thankfully. And we have Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart. He's here on behalf of Pronamel Active Shield. Marcus, I remember back in the day, I'm a Kentucky guy, when you were choosing between Kentucky and Oklahoma State and you broke our hearts and went down there, but that's okay. We've tried to get over it since then, and you've had a successful career, so I'll forgive you this one time for not coming to Kentucky. But now you're going to open up the playoffs against the Atlanta Hawks. What do you think of that matchup, and what do you think when you realize that'll be your first series?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say apologize. I'm sorry to break
you. I'm still upset. You know how good you would have been here. Had you come here, Marcus, what year were you? What year were you at Oklahoma State?
2012, right?
2012, yes, sir.
You would have been on the national championship team, Marcus, throwing lobs to Anthony Davis. What's going on?
Listen, my path was different. My journey was a different journey.
All right. But I'll let you by this time.
Thank you, but yeah, the matchup, you know, going to the postseason, the matchup with the Atlanta Hawks is going to be a great one. You have a very young athletic team, you know, is coming off a great win and who's excited to play and make some noise. So it's definitely going to be a great challenge for us.
Well, Marcus, this is a series. We just talked about Trae Young where, you know, your skills are going to be so valuable for the Celtics. I think everyone, especially in Boston, but every NBA fan wants to know how you're doing. I know you've been dealing with some neck spasms. I'm always complaining about my neck, looking down at my phone for too long. It sounds like you have a legitimate reason to complain about how your neck is feeling. But how are you feeling going into the playoffs?
I'm feeling a lot better. You know, as you know, anything with the neck is a tough problem to have. And it's very, very sensitive. So, and the spasms, they just happen at any moment. And it really affected my sleep. But I'm feeling a lot better. The muscle spasms are going away, and I've been able to practice fully contact and get back into action.
Talking to Marcus Smart, who should have gone to Kentucky, but is playing for the Boston Celtics nevertheless. You know, I like you in part because not only are you a great defense player, but you're also a trash talker. Trae Young down there for Atlanta, he likes to talk a lot too. Are you looking forward to maybe a little jawing back and forth?
Definitely. That's the Big 12. You know, he, OU and me, OSU.
Oh, that's so right. That's OU and OSU. That's right. Do you get a little bedlam in that in action? When
bedlam,
you play each
know,
other?
That's all that is. That's a little bedlam, you know. State of chaos. We're trying to get chaotic. That's it.
Well, Drew and I were just talking just a little bit ago, and we were both saying that we need a new toothpaste. We were just talking about that because my toothpaste is not doing its job. So if I was going to get a new toothpaste, Marcus Smart, what would you suggest that I do?
Pronamel. My suggestion is Pronamel. Pronamel is the number one recommended toothpaste for enamel of dentists for enamel care. And we all know a strong defense is a good offense. And with Pronamel and their new Active Shield, they have this formula of fluoride minerals that goes into the teeth, down to the roof, surface of the area of the tooth, sorry. And not only does it create a remineralize and strengthen the tooth, it also makes it more resistant for future acid attacks and help keep your enamel intact. Because once your enamel is gone, it's a gone. There's nothing you can do.
Can't do anything about it.
Me being a defensive player, you know, I need a good defense, especially for me when I need to be smiling when I'm looking up at the camera.
Look at this, Drew. How do I not already have Pronamel Active Shield, Drew?
Can you handle the rest of the show? I'm going straight to Amazon right now so I can get some Pronamel Active Shield. Marcus, you made the right decision going to Oklahoma State because this is heady stuff you're talking about right here. This is above my head. But clearly, thankfully, you're here to understand how all that stuff works with the enamel. Tell us a little more why you decided to partner with Pronamel to launch this Active Shield toothpaste.
Well, you know, just something that it was just kind of funny, just, you know, reading and doing my research, you know, about enamel and to help it. And then I started, you know, it started to make sense. It's like, oh, it's just like playing defense, you know, on the court. Like,
yeah.
This is what this Active Shield does, you know, for now, this is what it does. Like, it's me, basically, in a nutshell, it's me. So it was something that I thought would be cool to do because I could relate to it so much.
You know, the thing about – Marcus and I can already tell, have a lot in common. We both in our spare time read about enamel, which is something I don't think a lot of people do. And we're both big basketball guys. So I'm going to ask you a question. The playoffs are starting. I got to figure out who I'm picking to win the whole thing. Should I be picking the Boston Celtics?
I think you should.
Explain why. Why am I picking you and not one of these other teams?
Because unfortunately for these other teams, we have some unfinished business, and that's our mindset. You know, we played against a great team in the finals last year, who, you know, experience wise and everything, you know, taught us a lesson, and we're just trying to take that and we're trying to get back to where our goal is, and that's to the finals and to win the championship, and we're on a different set, different path, so that's why you should be picking us.
Now, Marcus, you guys have a first-year coach this year. There's been a lot of noise coverage because you guys were so good last year and are again this year. People ask about the questions with Jaylen Brown's future. How have you managed to deal with all that outside noise and still have such an awesome season?
The players, we at the beginning of this year, when, you know, we got Joe Mazzulla as our head coach with everything, we knew and understood that there's going to be a lot of noise around us. And so with that being said, we don't need to do anything internally. We need to let everybody outside, let the noise be outside, let them create the noise. We got to stay connected. We got to stay together. And we got to stay with each other because we're going to need to be able to lean on each other when everybody else is leaning on us. And that's what we came to. We just kind of put our heads together and minds together and decided that, hey, no matter what, we're going to stay positive. We're going to control our season and not let, you know, the outside noise control it.
Marcus, I'm relying on you. I'm getting new toothpaste, Pronamel Active Shield, and I'm picking the Celtics to win. I'm putting a lot of faith in Marcus Smart, who didn't put faith in me when he didn't come to Kentucky. But nevertheless, I'm going to do it for you. I hope it works out, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, guys. And once again, I apologize. I didn't go.
That's all right. I'm going to forgive you. Good luck in the series against Atlanta. I like that
thank guy.
Drew, he seems like a nice young fellow. Marcus Smart.
And I think Pronamel Active Shield is probably the one toothpaste that could make your breath smell okay after having some chili cheese fries at Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater, which I'm sure is a place he frequented when he was in Oklahoma
State. I actually have been to Eskimo Joe's. When I went to Eskimo Joe's, for people who don't know, that's the big sports bar in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I got to watch a first date, which I live tweeted. It was the most awkward first date. They sat at the bar. They had nothing to say to each other. The guy was trying so hard. He was talking about Pac-Man. And I live tweeted the first date. It's back in my Twitter archives at KY Sports Radio if anyone wants to see what a first date in Stillwater, Oklahoma is like.
What did he have to say about Pac-Man? How was that the move?
He literally said, she said, what do you like to do in your spare time? And he said, I do a lot of fun things. For instance, I've set the all-time record at my local bar at Pac-Man.
Dude, that's impressive.
At that moment, I knew that I didn't think the date was going to go where he needed it to go. We're going to talk some more about the playoffs, bring on a former NBA head coach. We had Marcus Smart. We got more. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.